Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Tom Fitz. If you've ever thought about using an AI girlfriend, here's your chance. Itslust.chat is a private AI companion chat site for unfiltered, not safe for work conversations. You pick your companion, talk by text or voice. You log in with your Google account and have the option to speak to Rook, Sable, or Mina. I asked Rook about the way that she looks, and here's what she's got to say.
I'm Rook. Tall, with dark, messy waves falling just past my shoulders. Sharp green eyes that don't miss a thing. And a smirk that usually gives away exactly what I'm thinking.
As you can hear, the voices are excellent. Also remember, your data is private and it'll never be sold. So what are you waiting for? Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, looks like I might get some of my Canadian pension after all. Because Canada's national pension plan now invests more money into JP Morgan than it does in Canada's biggest bank, Royal Bank. Canada really doesn't have much except for our big banks and resource sector. Canada suffers from the same issue that many rich economies suffer from too. They never fully develop other industries outside of resources. Even Canada's pension plan has abandoned Canada. Up next, there was a study done where one group of women were given testosterone while another group was given a placebo. The group with the placebo started acting like jerks. I guess the way they thought that men would act. Meanwhile, the group that was given testosterone began acting more agreeably and were more helpful. Goes to show that testosterone really is the substance of the gods. Well, women believe it's an excuse they need to start acting like a devil. Number three, here's the look your grandpa gave you when you tell him that $6 an hour in 1967 is $57 today. He just doesn't want to believe it. Instead, he wants to blame avocado toast and your laziness for not succeeding in this boomer world. But then again, how accurate is this, because $6 an hour in 1967 was for jobs like commercial air pilots, and today you can make up to $200 an hour doing that job. But then again, most pilots these days get shafted. Moving on, people say that streaming was a mistake. No, it wasn't. Imagine spending gas as well as time and going out in the cold on a Friday night and fighting traffic only for the movie or game you want to already be rented and unavailable. People will criticize me for saying this, but the first chance I got, I downloaded the film True Lies, The Matrix, The Mummy from newsgroups back in 1999, so I could watch them on my computer. Also, save your money by sailing the high seas and invest the rest, because inflation is eating us alive. Number five, looks like the ghost of communism past lingers on with the people in most Eastern European countries, wanting to tax the rich more. I agree we should bring back tax, welfare, and immigration policies from the 1950s and 60s. Double my taxes so I don't have to be surrounded by diversity, and increase the wages and grow the middle class out like we had during the Cold War. Walking down a safe street with sane people is priceless. Unfortunately, it's never going to happen again. Up next, here's another article about men opting out or dropping out because women aren't worth it anymore. They just can't say MGTOW or men going their own way now, can they? I guess they don't want single men to unite under a single banner or something. What the woke tarts never realize is that each man operates independently like an island onto himself. And he's going to reach the same conclusions about female nature on a different timeline regardless of what women wants. Number 7, why does this make headline news? The 24 men being deported from Ireland to Pakistan were served pork sausages on their flight back. And there were even human rights monitors paying attention to the situation, saying they understood that halal food would be available, but it wasn't. I have no sympathy here. I can barely eat anything anymore. And when someone presents me with something I can't eat, I don't eat it. What a novel concept. They could have done the same. Moving on, here's a sketchy graphic that I found claiming that Muslims are forced to close their businesses and leave America thanks to Islamophobia. Yet at the same time, the mayor of New York is a Muslim and they experienced the 9/11 attacks, not to mention Ilhan Omar as well as others. People always point out Islamophobia, but they never talk about how their culture's goal is to assimilate other cultures and not assimilate into them. Am I the only one who doesn't believe this is even true? Number 9, could this be one of the reasons why fertility rates have collapsed? Because women see being pregnant and giving birth the way they do horror movies, as well as losing their money, time, career progression, and so much more taking care of a baby. I've been saying this for quite some time, that the dopamine people receive from food and entertainment is now more fulfilling than being a parent. selfish individualism back when most people lived on farms meant having kids so they could actually work the farm for you. Also selfish. I guess it's just part of our nature. Up next looks like the wart is on the other foot, as this woman cries in court as she's told she's gonna have to spend 2 years in prison because she made a false sexual allegation. She's not crying because she's sorry for making the allegation. She's just sorry she got caught and is releasing crocodile tears hoping that her sentence gets reduced. It probably will to only 1 year. That's not fair considering she almost ruined a man's entire life. Number 11 looks like Dolph Lundgren still has the power as he shows up at the premiere of Masters of the Universe. The new one looks okay, but I'm not 100% sold on the actor playing He-Man. He looks more like Manlet Man. Am I the only one thinking that Dolph should have played Skeletor in the new one? At least the film company brought him back for promotion. I thought they'd label him a toxic white male and completely ignore him. One thing's for sure, though. I bet he never thought he'd be promoting another He-Man film ever again. Moving on, looks like the Hollywoke mind virus has infected sports ball players as well. First Magic Johnson's son turning into his daughter and now Dwayne Wade. One thing's for sure, there's a disproportionate number of famous people's kids that this is happening to. I'm also thinking that it's hard for people to get attention and status these days, and that's why so many young people are going trans. It's all part of living in a human mouse utopia where people have everything but attention. Number 13, here's why Canada is no longer a high-trust soy society. Because fresh off the boat Indians are not only scamming food banks, but also soup kitchens. On top of that, they're making social media posts on how they're gaming the system and getting free food. 5 to 10 years ago, you never heard of this before. Before Trudeau flooded the country with migrants. Eventually, food banks will either turn them away or run out of food, and poor hungry Canadians won't have anything to eat as charity. Up next, apparently people believe that America is the most racist country ever. Meanwhile, it's really countries in East Asia, as well as India and Australia. But why Australia? Probably because they flooded the place with 500,000 migrants in the last year to keep the housing market from crashing. That didn't work in Canada with Brampton the city with the most Indians, seeing the worst of the housing crash, so why do you think it's going to work in Australia? Number 15 looks like peak oil will never be a problem again, as Japan has succeeded in creating oil from carbon dioxide and water, and it's not fake news. First they convert it to hydrogen and then oil. It takes more energy to produce than just pulling out of the ground. But if we eventually get cheap and plentiful electricity from space, we will be able to manufacture as much oil for transportation fuel as we need. Moving on, name a famous general named Patton. How about General Electric? Or General Eisenhower? I can think of about half a dozen different generals at least. But there's only enough room in my heart for one general, and that's General Lee. With a couple of good old boys who couldn't change if they could, being pursued by Roscoe P. Coltrane. This has to be my favorite TV car growing up. I lost interest in the show once they replaced Beau and Luke Duke with Coy and Vance. Number 17, why is it that most of the books written about men are written entirely by feminists? Because they're trying to control the narrative and control male behavior. But when men speak about women, we have to be censored and taken down because we aren't allowed to talk about them. The internet changed that, and I predicted women would be taking over Western governments and then using censorship to shut us up. You can see that starting in Europe and Canada now. The pesky First Amendment, though, is preventing them from doing it in the United States. Up next, vigilant OCD autism is a superpower. You can't get hurt by people because you saw it 6 months ago while overanalyzing everything. Nothing hurts an overthinker more than simply thinking about their worst-case scenario. The only part that sucks is that even though I see things coming, they still hurt. Recently, Bitcoin did a counter-trend rally going up in price, and I expected this, but the stress still messed me up, even though everything was going according to plan. Number 19, this is what I love about the United States. If one city or state treats you poorly, you just move to another part of the country. The Founding Fathers are geniuses setting this system up so that when douche canoes like Mam Danny tax big corporations, the rich people flee. Now he's begging CEOs to stay in the state while he declares war on them. But people wealthy enough to buy a house without even looking at it are leaving. Communists hate it when they run out of other people's money. Moving on, here's a woman who's worked very hard to look as ugly as possible, telling everyone her top 5 horror films. It's all about man-hating. The human species is about to split in two. Men are about to use technology to make women like this obsolete once and for all, and let them die off in their apartments and be left to get eaten by their cats. Imagine the reaction if you replaced the word man with woman. This would get banned from social media for misogyny. Number 21, Gina Davis is 70, and the gynocentric media says that she looks half her age. She looks great for her age, but why do so many women try and look as young as possible? It's all about that attention. Gina here looks like she's trying to be forever 61. Why can't people either age gracefully or just stay out of the spotlight as they get older, so we remember them in their past beauty? The only reason she looks this good is because she married a plastic surgeon. She was thinking ahead. Up next, women always complain about their lives and expect us to listen to them. But Robert Pattinson turned this around on one of them, his stalker. He had dinner with her and complained about his life and she never came back. Attaboy, Luther. That's the way to do it. Women form a fantasy about you and then when you don't live up to it, they lose interest pretty quickly. Men aren't allowed to talk about their flaws either, or women will just pick up and leave too. And they say that women are the more sympathetic sex. Yeah, right. Number 23, here we go again. Another celebrity and yet another trans kid. She's a stepmom to this trans son. 20 plus years ago, it was hip and sporty for women to have a tiny dog that fit inside their purse and pooped and peed inside of it. Today, it's popular for them to keep their trans kid in their metaphorical purse. They don't care how much they mess up their own child so long as they get attention in Hollywood and possibly their next acting role too. Moving on, people are saying that Princess Leonor will become Spain's first queen in 150 years, and that she needs to get married and that her husband should actually be the king. I don't care if he's the king or not. Just imagine the torture her poor husband will have to endure as a beta male royal consort. The only issue I have with female monarchy rulers is that they tend to start more wars than men do. They don't care about men's lives so much as they care about women's lives. Number 25 and the last one, what's this pose called? How about divorced and ready? Other possibilities include the single mom, the half his pension, or the husband detractor. Whatever this is probably the last thing some poor soul will remember before he wakes up with a mortgage and two kids. This reminds me of this image. What I'd like to know is how he's able to fondle them like that without actually having sexual allegations thrown his way. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.